Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Tommy Tucker bringing this back from the Wayback Machine, 23 after the hour. That's probably a very expensive red dress, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure it's a luxury dress. I'm glad you're here, folks. We're having a great visit with Pam Danziger. She's our luxury expert. And, Pam, there's no telling how much that red dress cost, you know. And today, though, fewer red dresses are being purchased by a lot of the rich folks there. You say in your book, in your new book, by the way, Pam Danziger, folks, is our luxury expert. She's the president of Unity Marketing. Her new book is called Luxury Marketing Disrupted. UnityMarketingOnline.com, is that right?
Pam. That's exactly right.
So check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later for that. Pam, when you talk about in your new book, you talk about the fact that more and more of the affluent people are actually reticent to show their affluence. Where at one point in time we drove around. I say we, you know, the luxury folks drove around their Rolls Royces and their expensive Mercedes and all that sort of thing. Are they more reticent to do that these days? Are they trying to hide that?
Yeah, well, I mean, they've definitely gone underground because, I mean, there's such a pushback against the elites, you know, the people with the money, the rich, the wealthy one percenters. So they are really going, they are pulling back. They are going undercover. They are retreating. So, you know, if you're aiming for the top, you know, the real affluent people, I mean, we're talking about the top five,
right,
top 2% people in your communities. I mean, you're going to find they're in gated communities. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and they have they're behind walls.
Yeah.
And as marketers, it's really hard to break through. I mean, that is a key challenge for any brand trying to break through to reach the rich folk today, because they are going undercover.
It's because of a lot of the coverage that they're getting. But let's talk about what your research has shown that the luxury market is being disrupted for what you just talked about, but also the demographic shifts that are happening with the younger folks coming on and becoming, you know, taking their own place as more affluent owners, but with different expectations than their parents and certainly their grandparents. Now, 21st century expectations. What do we need to know about that? Why should we care about that?
Well, you know, one of the things I've been very interested in, when we talk about the luxury market, we're often talking about China. I mean, that's where that brands look. But look at what's going on in Hong Kong. The young people are protesting. They are saying, we want to claim our own identity. We want to be free, I mean, in a sense. So there's so much rumbling in the culture, and it is young people not wanting to go be pushed into paths of previous generations and pushed toward consumption, excess consumption. They are really turning toward experience.
They're resisting. I mean, we see it here.
Business model.
We see it here in the millennial generation where believe it or not, the baby boomers were more get along and go along than the millennials are. They're so darn willful.
Yeah.
That they act like they've got a say in things, don't they,
Pam? And, and they do. They're the future. But, you know, they are not looking for excess consumption. They've given rise to business models like this rental economy, a big interest in resale, tremendous interest in sustainability and environmental consciousness. And whether or not we believe in climate change, I mean, that's a bigger issue. They really want in their purchases to do things that are responsible and are ultimately not going to hurt the earth the way, you know, previous generations
and
did.
Pam, this is one of the things that I've been trying to preach for 10 years now. All of what you're talking about is wrapped up in relevance. You can use that word. That one word is all the E's and that you described, the four E's.
Right.
Every one of those is, you know, this individual may care about one E more than the other one cares about another E, but it's all about What are you? How are you relevant to me with regard to that issue, to exchange or to experience? How is that relevant
exactly.
to me?
And the thing is, Pam, question of marketing.
That's push, more important.
Push marketing relevance. Is no longer relevant. They want pull marketing is where the relevancy comes in, and that's it's the pull attraction, attracting them, and not just throwing stuff out at them, throwing messages.
And I think one of the most important things that people are surprised about. Is they're choosing whether you're relevant to them before they even know what your price is.
Right, exactly.
See, that's one of the biggest disruptions we've got going on right now. And I think that's what your book is telling us. What do you think?
Last thoughts. Well, and that's why I always say your About Me page is far more important on your website than your home landing page.
Yeah, that's probably right.
It's your About Me page. Which is really should be written about you the customer, about
right.
you who come is looking at us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you take your send your message of relevancy. And it's such an important word. It is the key word today.
Tell folks how they can find your book.
They can come to unitymarketingonline.com, and it's also available on Amazon. So I hope that people take a taste, and even if they don't sell luxury, they'll get some good ideas about marketing their small business.
Well, folks, you need—it's not a big book, and it won't take you long to read it, and you will. And if you just read it all at once, you'll stop and think about it. Unfocus your eyes; it will reveal a lot. I don't care what you sell; it will reveal a lot to you about the future marketplace. Pam, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Congratulations on the book, Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. We love having her on the show. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.